Many of the Jews who had come to Mary and seen what Jesus had done began to believe in him. But some of them went to the Pharisees and told them what Jesus had done. So the chief priests and the Pharisees convened the Sanhedrin and said, "What are we going to do? This man is performing many signs. If we leave him alone, all will believe in him, and the Romans will come and take away both our land and our nation." But one of them, Caiaphas, who was high priest that year, said to them, "You know nothing, nor do you consider that it is better for you that one man should die instead of the people, so that the whole nation may not perish." He did not say this on his own, but since he was high priest for that year, he prophesied that Jesus was going to die for the nation, not only for the nation, but also to gather into one the dispersed children of God. So from that day on, they planned to kill him. So Jesus no longer walked about in public among the Jews, but he left the region near the desert to a town called Ephraim, and there he remained with his disciples. Now the Passover of the Jews was near, and many went up from the country to Jerusalem before Passover to purify themselves. They looked for Jesus and said to one another, as they were in the temple area, "What do you think, that he will not come to the feast?" The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Jesus is always a threat. Jesus always comes to bring unity. As the first reading prophesies, that Israel and Judah will be united again under one people in one land. But to do that, he will take away the abominations, and he will take away the idols. Jesus is a threat to Caiaphas and the entire Sanhedrin, that as he came and raised Lazarus from the dead, the response was, "He's going to make the Romans come upon us, so we have to kill him." Jesus is always a threat to our hearts, because Jesus is never okay with just fine. What love wants, what love really wants, is union. And it will not settle for some false union, some false peace. Jesus will always come to our hearts. And like a surgeon, he'll bring the scalpel. He'll always come with a sword to divide mother against son, father against child, as he says in the Gospels. Came not to bring peace, but the sword. That's not the ultimate goal, though. Like the surgeon, he will always come and tear out any idol in our hearts, anything that divides our hearts against ourselves, divides us against our neighbor. He will not settle for just fine, for some false peace between relationships of, "We've settled here, let's just stay here and not have arguments." The Lord will only settle for true union between him and our hearts, between our hearts and others. Nothing else is good enough for him. As the final liturgy before Holy Week, Jesus Christ comes, and he comes as a threat to everything in our hearts that is settled for just fine. For anything in our hearts that is settled for any idol, for anything that is settled for anything less than the deepest possible union with him.